Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. We are back live. It is 5:30, Monday, December 2nd. Thank you guys for joining us. We hope you had an amazing holiday, Thanksgiving holiday. Got to spend it with friends or family, or if you worked, I hope you made a ton of money because you deserved it. Hello.
Hello, hello. How was your Thanksgiving? You had a busy weekend with Thanksgiving, then Matt's birthday. How were things on your end?
Everything was good. We had a really nice week. I got to spend some time with some friends, and had some family come into town. We ended up not having Thanksgiving dinner with them, but we met them before Thanksgiving, so that was nice, and got to spend some time with them. But yeah, it was a really nice week, a really nice weekend, and yeah, Matt's birthday was yesterday, so we actually celebrated on Saturday night, and then we just did a little thing for him at home yesterday. But yeah, it was really good, really busy. How was your week?
Kind of the same. Thanksgiving was great. We went to every year for Thanksgiving, we go to some friend's house, and it's one of Laura's best friends. It's like her sister, and they're very close to us. We did Thanksgiving dinner there, had a wonderful time. I didn't want to overstuff myself. I don't want to get stuffed on Thanksgiving, so I kind of controlled myself when it came to eating. But when we left, they gave us a ton of leftovers. And then so Friday night, we're running around doing some stuff on Friday, and we got home, and we cooked all the leftovers at our house on Friday, and that's when I went to town. So I kind of had a double shot of turkey and Thanksgiving this past weekend. But it was nice. It was a nice little break. It's nice to have some time off.
The weather was great.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It doesn't even seem like it's December. And who, like, gosh, I just think with Thanksgiving being so late in the year this year, I'm just like in shock that here we are in December and Christmas is 23 days away. It's just really hard to believe.
Yeah, you're blinking. It's the end of the year. Time is kind of crazy. And now I'm all in on Christmas. Well, I got it. The spirit of Christmas came alive inside me when we started watching those Christmas movies a couple weeks ago. But right now in my neighborhood, almost every single house has lights going on. So I got to get some lights going this week. It's still going to be nice weather to set up lights outside. So I have some bushes I'm going to decorate this week. Because out of, like, all of a sudden this past weekend, Every house has lights. I'm like, wow, this is new. Normally I have a lot of lights, but not every single house. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, mine has been that way for like 3 weeks
has
now. So I guess maybe we're a little early on it, but definitely don't mind it. So happy you guys have joined us. I just feel like there's so much to get caught up on. The box office was ridiculous this past week. Hopefully a lot of you finally saw Wicked. I know we were kind of tiptoeing around and not wanting to say a lot about it, but did you ever get out to go see it?
We didn't go see it. We didn't see it. How was it? You saw it three? Did you see it three
times? I've seen it three times now. It was great every single time.
I loved it.
So yeah, really curious to hear what you guys thought about it. We'll talk more about that later and see how your movie going experience was. Black Friday. Did you go shopping? Oh my gosh, so much to get to.
Did you go out and do Black Friday shopping?
I went on Saturday. I did a lot of stuff online.
Yeah.
You?
No Black Friday shopping. Then Cyber Monday, so many deals available today, but we didn't go to any stores on Friday. But I think there's some things that I need. I'm definitely going to order them today to save some money with Cyber Monday.
Yeah, there should still be some pretty good deals out there. So yeah, a lot to get to today. We have some really cool prizes. A concert announcement coming up this morning right around 7 o'clock and tickets to that show with the Mega Minute at 7:30. So don't go anywhere. Let's get to it. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men?
I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight. All through the night, I'll make love to you.
Do you want to hear Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring?
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
And all the girls say I'm pretty fly.
Or do you want to hear I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado?
I'm like a bird on a flight away. I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is. And baby,
those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, did anyone have an issue? Thanksgiving, family fight, flying solo, a fire. My girlfriend had that. We're going to talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Back live after a week off for the Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully you guys had a nice one. Some of you I know for a fact did not have a nice Thanksgiving holiday. And whether it was a fight with someone, maybe at dinner, someone brought up a touchy subject and everyone got in a fight. What happened? What drama happened over the Thanksgiving holiday in your home? 702-364-9400. So I did not witness this firsthand. I actually just saw the aftermath of it on Instagram. But one of my girlfriends had like a mini fire in her home, and everyone is fine. There was no major damage. But you know, the teeny's viral mac and cheese that everyone made over the Thanksgiving holiday?
I saw a lot of people posting about this.
Oh my gosh, everyone was making it. And so my friend, she made it, and I don't know, I didn't see the actual recipe. I saw the video, but I didn't like write down the recipe. I don't know if this was something that she changed on it, because I texted her after I saw her post. She put some breadcrumbs on top of it, and I don't think the original recipe calls for breadcrumbs. I'm not 100% sure. Steph, I know you made it. Did it have breadcrumbs on the top of it?
No, not in Teeny's recipe, but I will tell you, when I made it, It was stressful.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think it was stressful for my friend too. Because she had a fire. Because
How does this happen?
She decided to go off the recipe. Everything was the same, but she put breadcrumbs on top of it. And I guess the breadcrumbs caught on fire, or they like burned or something. Gosh. And it caused a big fire in her oven. So all of a sudden she sees like an orange glow coming from the oven, and she opens it. And it's like whoosh, and the mac and cheese caught on fire. So there was the picture I saw was the aftermath of the mac and cheese, and it was just black. It was pure black in there. And so she's like, well, I guess we're not trying Teeny's mac and cheese recipe.
I think it's because at the end, Teeny says that you need to broil it for about 3 to 4 minutes. So maybe during the broiling process, that's when the breadcrumbs got on fire.
I bet that's exactly what it is. Yes. Like, don't go off Teeny's recipe. Why are you trying to change it? Putting breadcrumbs on there. Come on now.
I burnt my pinky in the process of doing the mac and cheese. It was so stressful.
Was it worth it, though, in the end? Because it looks so good.
It was amazing. I was like, I'll burn my pinky any day after this mac and cheese. It was so good. But it's stressful to make.
I think I'm gonna make it for Christmas. I'm very intrigued. I'm not gonna put breadcrumbs on it, but I think I'm gonna make it.
What's so special? What makes it different than any other mac and cheese that's out there? What's so special about it? This is the way it's cooked.
This is the first time I've ever made homemade mac and cheese. It's definitely different than Kraft mac and cheese, because what you're doing is you're making the cream firsthand, like the condensed milk. There is shredded cheese. You don't buy shredded cheese. You have to shred and grade the cheese yourself.
Oh gosh.
So it is a process, but hey, Mercedes, I'm telling you now, get a rotary cheese grater if you have one.
Oh, no, I don't have one. But is it worth it? I mean, like, what if I just used shredded cheese?
She says it's not the same. It'll come out grainy.
Oh gosh.
Hire some elves.
Did anyone else have just a disaster on Thanksgiving? I felt so bad. She showed the inside of her oven. I saw this all on, like, Instagram stories, and then I ended up texting her. I'm like, are you guys okay? Her inside of her oven charred. Her mac and cheese charred. Everyone was so bummed because she was bragging that she was going to be serving this, and no one got to have any of it.
And then someone has to run down to Albertsons to buy the Kraft mac and cheese, so they got their mac and cheese for Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't even know if they did that. I think they were mac and cheeseless, unfortunately.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2177.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. It is December 2nd, 6:03. Thanks for being here, you guys. It is good to be back. We were off last week for the Thanksgiving holiday. We're back live today. It was a lot of relaxation and getting things done that I needed to get ready for the holidays. And I have two birthdays this month, my husband's birthday, and then now one of my daughter's birthdays coming up. And it's crazy. I don't know if any other parents get this, but my daughter every year sends me her annual Christmas and birthday PowerPoint presentation.
I love this. You showed us this years ago for the first time, and I think this is the neatest thing.
It's absolutely insane. Like, it's a full PowerPoint presentation. I'm opening it up on my phone right now, or on my laptop right now. And if you look at it, I don't know if you can see, it's like B's birthday and Christmas list.
This is something you would present in a meeting to a potential client or something.
Apple.
I love this.
Picture.
Look at those shoes. Different shoes
she
Fantastic.
Wants.
Fantastic.
Abercrombie. Those are the things she wants from Abercrombie.
Gives you options.
And not just that, but you just click on it.
Tell me there's links.
Links
this
to everything.
This girl is so good.
It's insane. Abercrombie, Hollister. Hollister, two Hollister ones, Lululemon,
okay,
Sephora,
girls got taste,
American Eagle / Aerie, two pages of those, Macy's, Target, Amazon, Bath and Body Works. What the heck? This just goes on and on. I'm like, what is happening? My form of Christmas list when I was a kid was literally get the Target insert in the Sunday paper that came like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving that was extra thick, go through there, circle all the toys I wanted, and give it to my mom and dad. This is my Christmas list. This is what I want for Christmas. Does anyone else get one of these? like, technology is awesome, but it's also shocking to see something like this.
But at the same time, let's look at how good Brooklyn's PowerPoint presentations are. I mean, it's not easy to put one of those things together. And in that style and that format and the links and everything, I mean, she's ahead of the game. You should be proud of her for that.
It's very, I have to say, it's very, very well put together, well thought out. It's got the Christmas background. The links I love. Like, I literally on Black Friday was just clicking on the links to see if these things were on sale, and a lot of them were. So I maybe or maybe not got a couple of these things, but I always say, like, you're not getting all these things. She's like, this is just a guide. It's just a guide on things I like. It doesn't mean you have to get everything. I'm like, cool, good. I wasn't planning on it, but
it's pointing you in the right direction. I was the same way with the, you get the catalog, and there was a place back east, it was called Best, and it was like almost like a Kmart style store, and they would send out their toy catalog same time right around Thanksgiving, and we would just look forward to getting that toy catalog in the mail and just flip through pages and pages and pages of toys. And there was always something that was way out of reach, but he circled it anyway in hopes that Santa saw that you're extra nice this past year.
Yeah, you really hope that Santa, I'm forwarding this to Santa so he can maybe get her a couple of things.
Makes the job easier.
Gosh, it's so high tech now. Maybe I'll post some of these screenshots here on social media.
Please,
because
do.
It's really crazy. And then I love the link thing though. That is my favorite thing. It makes it so I don't have to do any of the work. Literally, there it is.
It's fantastic. Well, speaking of the holidays, the 12 days of Christmas, it is here, coming up at 9:40. You're going to win either some concert tickets, maybe an Apple Watch, spa packages, great stuff happening at 9:40 with Christmas. And then coming up at 7 o'clock, it's Monday. So it's Minden Monday. We got Beat Mercedes. When you identify that song faster than Mercedes, you're going to win a $500 diamond pendant from Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
We have a story this morning about an actor. He's now selling movie merch to cover cancer treatments, including his own. Who is it? Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
James Van Der Beek is trending this morning, the actor who's best known for Dawson's Creek, Varsity Blues. He had recently revealed that he is battling colorectal cancer. He did an interview with people. He said he's feeling really optimistic. He's getting support from his family. He says there's a reason for optimism and I'm feeling good. And so he wanted to help families that have been impacted by cancer, including his own. So he's now selling these limited edition Varsity Blues jerseys that feature his character, Jonathan Moxon.
Moxon, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying, like, this just shows you how ridiculous healthcare is in this country, where, you know, you have this celebrity who you think, oh, they're probably just fine, mm-hmm. and they can take care of their own bills, but he's selling Varsity Blues jerseys to help fund his own cancer battle.
It makes me sad to hear that. Yeah, he's got seven kids that he's having to resort to selling stuff. I know he says he's going to use it for other people and stuff, but I'm sure a lot of this money is going to go to his own medical bills. It is just crazy, the cost of, if you don't have insurance, even with insurance, stuff is outrageous, but if you don't have any insurance, oh my gosh,
yeah,
it's next impossible.
It's really bad. He announced the whole initiative on Instagram. He said 100% of my net proceeds will go towards covering cancer treatment costs using the hashtag cancer is expensive. And it is. It's so sad. So if you do want to help out and support the cause, the jerseys are available on his website, which is jvdb.shop. And yeah, funds are directed at alleviating the financial burden of cancer care. It's crazy because, yeah, even with insurance, it's so expensive. My husband went to the ER like a month ago because he had a kidney stone, and I am literally dreading getting that hospital bill. I'm so scared to get that hospital bill.
We had something with Laura. She has Crohn's disease, and she gets this infusion for her medication like 3 or 4 times a year. And the last time she went, she had it done. And the place that we get it done at, they call back saying the insurance rejected it because they have down that she has two insurances, which he does. And it was just a mistake. We just have one insurance that we use. But we got this statement from the insurance company saying the total due was $35,000.
Oh, my God.
$35,000 for an infusion to help with Crohn's disease if you don't have insurance.
Yeah, that there's something seriously wrong.
I heard her scream, and she's back in the office.
Happens.
She goes, ah! And I go, what? And she showed me. I'm like, ah!
Oh, well, hopefully insurance will help take care of that once you get everything, fixed.
Yeah, we got it sorted out. But if we didn't get it sorted out, it's a brand, it's a car.
Yeah, how do people even do that? So sending our best wishes to James Vanderbeek, and hopefully he can help out a lot of other families with the sales of this jersey. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We are back live in studio. We were off last week for the Thanksgiving holiday, so it is so good to be back with you guys. I feel like last week was one of those like turning points in my life that changed me as a person, because I have become obsessed with something new. You know, when I get into something, I go all in. And if I really like it, it becomes like a lifestyle for me, like an obsession. I really get into it.
You
right?
immerse yourself to whatever the experience or thing that you're in. Absolutely.
So last week, the whole family was in town, and my daughter Sophie was there, and she said, "I really want you to learn more about something, and I want to teach you." And I was like, "Okay, what do you want to teach me?" And she's like, "You know how I am so into F1, and she loves F1. She's loved it for a while now. And I was like kind of a casual fan. I know the big names, Max Verstappen, and I knew, Lewis Hamilton, Fernando Alonso. I knew some of the big names, but she's like, you need to learn more about F1, and I'm going to teach you. So we literally had like a lesson in F1, and it was a week long lesson. I watched, I think I got up to season 4 of Drive to Survive. I am now obsessed with F1. I literally felt the turn in my body where I was like,
something has changed within me.
I'm like, whoa.
Something is not the same.
I all of a sudden love F1.
Sophie was on the week before F1 was here. A week ago, F1 was in town. It was awesome. It was a fantastic time out there. And Sophie was kind of educating everyone on F1. Did your obsession start after the races left town? You started watching it once the race was over?
Or yes, I was a week too late.
Oh, darn it. When all the action was here. It's so funny, too, because I was out there for the race and talking to some people that are F1 fans. And so many people became fans because of that show, watching that series. They just got hooked on the drivers.
I'm serious, you guys. If you like that like Real Housewives type of show, you would love Drive to Survive. You get to learn these drivers' backstories, their personalities. So I'm just like, who is my favorite driver? Who's going to be the driver that I start like supporting, wearing merch from? Like, who is going to be my guy? And it took me a long time. I kept going back and forth between drivers. I'm like, oh, I really like this guy.
Oh, hold on. Are you going to reveal your driver?
I can. The driver, my driver that I support 100%, drives for the Mercedes-Benz team, and it is George Russell.
George Russell gets the Mercedes votes.
He is my guy. But there's so many great drivers like Charles Leclerc and Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris. Like there's just so many interesting things about this sport that I'm kind of ashamed I've never been into it. And so now F1 is my personality. Everyone, you've been made aware. F1, BTS is my first personality. F1 is my second.
F1 is your sexy. Now we know.
It's so funny. It's so good. You guys have to watch that show.
I got to check it. You know, it's a show that I got into over the Thanksgiving break. Did you watch Landman with Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, we're watching it right now. There's a new episode last night. We were going to watch it, but it was too late when we were ready to watch it.
That's the show I got into over Thanksgiving break. Watched the first 3 episodes that were out. And then, I watched the new episode that came out last night. But something I observed about Taylor Sheridan, he's the guy who's behind Landman, the writer, creator of it. He also created Yellowstone. He writes some weird dialogue for parents and kids. just some weird stuff. It's like, I don't know what's going on in that guy's mind.
I just thought that the character that Billy Bob Thornton plays is so funny and so quirky and so smart. Like, every time he says something, I literally laugh out loud.
Everything he does, too.
He is so hilarious. Like, he's such a good actor.
Not a spoiler here, but did you pick up on the first episode when he dropped in on a football game?
I don't remember the first episode. I watched too much Drive to Survive.
In the first episode, it's not a spoiler, but he drops in on a high school football game. The high school football game he dropped in on was the team that he played the character, the coach for in Friday Night Lights in the movie.
Oh.
It would have been the high school team that he was coaching in the movie Friday Night Lights.
Wow, this is our... Oh, I was thinking Varsity Blues. I'm like, man, we're talking a lot about, like, football.
Texas football, right? It's Monday. It's Minden Monday. So coming up at 7 o'clock, it's Beat Mercedes. And when you identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to win a $500 diamond pendant from Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
We had talked about this a couple of weeks ago that it could happen, and it is happening. Australia, they are passing a landmark ban on social media for kids under 16. What do you guys think? Is that the right age? On Thursday, the country Senate voted 34-19 to pass this ban. It's going to take at least a year to go into effect. So the House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved this legislation by 102 votes to 13 last Wednesday. The ban would see companies fined up to $50 million Australian dollars if they fail to prevent kids from having accounts. So it's really on the companies to do it. I don't think the regular people would get fined. I'm not sure on that, but it's the latest effort from politicians worldwide to regulate kids' social media use because of the concerns of negative impacts on their mental health, and that just continues to grow.
Yeah, it's out of control. And when he first brought this up, I was all in on it, and then we started talking about the age, and he brought up a good point. I think if they're going to do it, 13 and under, because you mentioned the point about 16 is a little bit later, and if you're 17 and you're kind of behind the social media game and how everything works. So I think 13 and under is the perfect age to instill that ban.
I'm still, like, I get what they're going with, but you don't want your kids to be at a disadvantage for things involving technology and social media. There's a lot of information that is on social media, and not all of it is good, but there is some good stuff. In my mind, like, if I said, what is the perfect age? Even 13, I'm kind of like, I don't know if 1 year makes a difference, but I was thinking more like 14, 15, kind of that area. But even then, I still feel like you're at a little bit of a disadvantage. It's just, it's really hard to say because every kid is so different, you know?
But it's sad, too, that it has to come to the point where countries are banning social media for kids because it's out of control of the stuff that they're getting and the bullying that takes place. That's the sad part, is that stuff is happening out there. And it gets to the point where the country's got to step in and completely ban it for all kids because there's those bad kids out there that affect other children.
But I'm also looking forward to seeing what the results are. Like, let's check back in 5 years and let's see what the state of mental health is among children in Australia versus other parts of the world. Is it going to be a good thing? Is it going to be a bad thing? Like, I really am looking forward to seeing what the results of this are going to be.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Also, this morning, you probably have noticed that there has not been any new Elton John music in a little while. He announced last year that he was going to be coming out with a new album, but nothing has come out. Well, we have an update, and it's actually kind of sad. Elton John did an interview with Good Morning America, and he said that all his music is on hold right now because he can't even see. He said he lost his eyesight in his right eye in July because he had an infection, and it's been 4 months now since he hasn't been able to see. He says his left eye isn't great to begin with, but like in his right eye, it's totally gone. He said that he's encouraged and there is hope that it's going to be okay, but right now he's just kind of stuck because he can't do something like that. He said, he can't see a lyric if he goes into the studio to record, he said that he's been taking an initiative to treat it, but he just, he can't read, he can't watch, he can't see anything. He says he still feels like the luckiest man in the world, but that's the reason why you haven't seen or heard anything from Elton John lately.
Oh, that's sad. And you think of all these legendary rockers. Elton John, he's 77. Billy Joel is 75. Mick Jagger is early 80s. Paul McCartney, early 80s. They're all now getting up there in age where it's like, oh no, these legends are getting older.
Yeah. It's
Father Time is stepping in.
They have a documentary on Elton John coming out on Disney Plus on the 13th. It's called Elton John Never Too Late, so you can check out that trailer right now. But that's what's going on with him. And then finally this morning, we're going to see a lot of these word of the year and artists of the year kind of lists, and dictionary.com just announced their 2024 word of the year.
Very demure, very mindful.
It is demure. If you have spent a lot of time online, you know exactly where that came from.
Very demure, very mindful.
That is your 2024 word of the year. They picked it over other viral words like brat and brat summer, brain rot, things like that. But yeah, I think that's very, very appropriate. A lot of people were looking up that word because
very demure, very mindful.
They didn't know what it meant.
Well, we were ahead of the curve with Sophie Says, your daughter, this pretty much the entire year she came on and told us what the buzzworthy thing was, and she brought up very demure before it even took off. So I feel like we were ahead of the curve on the word of the year.
Or you could look at it this way. It was already like big with like Gen Z and, you know, everyone else is here. It's like we're the Instagram reels versus the TikTok.
Great point. Really good point. Well, here we go. It's Monday, so it's time for Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday.
And up for grabs this morning. Wow, it would be so great if we got a winner. We have a $500 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. All you have to do is guess the song faster than I can. There's a 20-second clip. When you figure it out, you say got it. And if you can guess it faster than I can guess it, this $500 diamond pendant is going to be yours. Who wants to give it a go? Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400. It is Minden Monday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
is here on Mix 94.1, and your chance right now to win a $500 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall. Jessica, you're caller 20. Woo! How you doing?
Woohoo! I'm very excited. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. Did you?
Yes, I had a wonderful one. It's good to be back, though. We missed you guys. And wouldn't it be great to just kick off the week with a brand new $500 diamond pendant to give you? Just wrap that sucker around your neck and walk around with it sparkling everywhere.
Yes. Add a little frosting to the light.
Let's do it. All right. So here's how it works. You just got to guess the song faster than I can, Jessica. I'm going to step out here and we're going to give you a shot. I'm wishing you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you. You too. But I hope I beat you.
Yeah, don't wish me luck. Case. Don't wish me luck.
She doesn't need it. She's so good, Jessica.
All
She's
right.
so good.
Bye.
She's leaving the studio right
Bye.
Now. And Jessica, do you play Beat Mercedes in the car on Monday mornings? Do you play along?
Of course.
And how do you do?
Of course. Sometimes I got it if I kind of know the song. But if I don't know the song at all, it is what it
hard.
Is.
It can be hard. Yeah. Okay, so here's how the game works. I'm going to start the song. As soon as you know it, you shout out, got it, and when you do, we immediately stop the clock, and you'll have 5 seconds to correctly identify the song by artist and title. Now, if the song goes 20 seconds and you got nothing for us, we stop it, and you have to come up with some kind of answer at that point, all right?
Got it.
And I was talking to Jessica off the air before the contest. You said you were getting some feedback. Everything sound okay to you right now?
Yes, great.
Okay,
Thank
perfect.
You.
Okay, let me turn this off here. The next sound you hear, Jessica, will be the contest. All right, you ready?
All right, let's do this.
Here we go.
Got it.
Oh, all right. Stop the clock. Steph, this is impressive. Stop the clock at 4.1 seconds.
Ooh, Jessica.
That is fast.
I'm crossing fingers.
That is fast. All right, Jessica, what do you got for us?
I can't think of the title of this song.
Jessica, I want you to focus here. You got 5 seconds to give us your answer. Focus.
Start with the artist.
Yeah, give us the artist.
I can't even think of it. I know that freaking song, though.
Oh, I bet you so many people are shouting out the artist.
I know they are. They're yelling at their radio. Right now.
They're yelling, Jessica.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Right, Jessica, hold on 1 second. Let me put you on hold here. Let's get Mercedes back here in the studio. Steph will go get Mercedes.
She's coming in now.
She's coming back here. And she'll get situated here on this Minden Monday. And she's getting her headphones on. And we'll get loaded up. How'd you do playing at home? How'd you do this morning with that song?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good. I thought I heard like some laughter faintly.
We were laughing.
Wow.
You can hear us. You can hear the laughter?
Well, Steph, not you.
Okay.
I heard Steph. Yeah, she laughed really loud.
I did.
We were laughing. We were having some fun. Let me reset on this clock.
Okay.
You know how it works, Mercedes, right? Start the song?
No. Can you explain how it works? I have no clue.
So this is called Beat Mercedes. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Got it. Two Princes by Spin Doctors.
Okay. Stop the clock at 1.2 seconds.
I used to listen to that song over and over, like nonstop.
Classic song from the 90s. Obviously, you got it right at 1.2 seconds. Here's the deal, Jessica. She quickly stopped the clock. She stopped the clock at 4.1 seconds.
Oh.
And then she drew a blank and didn't know the answer.
Oh, so she didn't even get it at four seconds.
She didn't.
Jessica, I'm sorry. What a bummer. But you know what? You had, like, good energy. It's going to still be a great day for you.
She had great energy.
I really like Jessica. Well, that means that diamond pendant just got bigger. $600 diamond pendant now. So make sure you are listening on Minden Mondays next Monday. That could be yours with Beat Mercedes. Man, I am just, I'm thinking back to when Tiffany won on the show on the 18th of November. And wouldn't it be great to get another winner before the end of the year?
It's doable. Oh. She is beatable. Beat Mercedes. It returns next Monday. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. They just announced it this morning. Josh Groban has an exclusive engagement at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. Starts in May. We've got your tickets coming up here in about 5 minutes with the Mega Minute.
Okay, so we were off last week, and I have to know, what did everyone think of Wicked?
It's time to try.
Did you see it?
Defying grace.
your thoughts. I ended up seeing it three separate times and just loving it. Actually, right now, this is like, it's like, wow, this sounds different. This isn't the Ariana Cynthia. Is this a, this is the Broadway version stuff?
Yeah, this is the original.
Yeah. I've been listening to the Wicked soundtrack like crazy. So that's why it sounded different to me for a second. I was like, wait, what? What's going on here?
But did you post on your stories or something that you went, saw it for a third time?
Yeah, I just said that, yeah.
No, because we're sitting at breakfast and Lara's like, Mercedes saw Wicked three times. She's looking at her phone. I'm like, yeah, I think that was her plan, is to see it three times.
Yeah, it was good every single time. I actually loved it because it allowed me to pick up on things that I didn't notice the first time, or keep my eyes open for things, because little like Easter eggs started coming out and things like that. And there were just a couple of things that I was really excited to see again. And I know a lot of people were really nervous about going and having people sing in the theaters. AMC put a ban on singing. I did not have to deal with that at all. Like, never once did anyone sing out loud. In fact, it was so funny because the second time after we saw it, this was the first time for my husband and my oldest daughter. And they were just like in shock, like, wow. And the guy in front of us, he stands up in the theater and he was so funny. He had such a personality. He goes, if Cynthia and Ariana do not win, we are rioting. He's like, that was amazing. And he's going off and people are clapping and cheering. It was so funny.
Steph, you were in tears. You were posting, I love your before. You're walking into the theater and then afterwards, I mean, you're just bawling out of control.
I even know how it ends and I still cried. It's just so good. I think the last 9 minutes of the movie, you really see just how amazing these actors and singers are, but just how powerful, how they directed it and what they did to end it. It's like foreshadowing into what part two is going to be next year. I can talk about, this is my new personality. Wicked is me. I am Wicked.
It's so funny because, yeah, there was just so many amazing things to talk about. And I'll talk about with you all day long.
I went by myself for my second time. It was so good. Yeah.
Corinne, good morning. Did you see it? And what did you think?
Hey, good morning. Oh, yes, I did. I think my soul left my body during Defying Gravity. And I went with my husband, who has never seen it and is not really a musical guy. And when I tell you, he came home and started singing Defying Gravity to our dog.
Did you have anyone singing in the theater?
No singing. Everyone just erupted into applause when it was over. That was it.
That makes me happy because I would be so sad if someone got kicked out just because they were like excited about it. But I also wouldn't want them to ruin the movie going experience for anyone else. So, you know, you can't be mad for people's passion. Hey, Carol Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, now you didn't get kicked out of Wicked. But you did get kicked out of a place because you were very excited. What happened?
MJ won. I just stood up and I was dancing. I was shaking my booty. Security came over once. He told me to sit down. I said, okay. Second time he came over, he said, ma'am. And I go, excuse me, I'm a young lady. And, well, end of story is I ended up going to MJ won three times. And finally, the third time, I did not get kicked out.
Oh, you finally didn't get kicked out. Yeah, I mean, you just, once the music hits your soul, Carol Ann, you're out of control. Your body just starts doing its own thing.
How many warnings did you get, Carol Ann?
It's in my blood.
But Carol Ann, how many warnings did you get till you got kicked out?
Three times, and then I called the head of security and complained, and he goes, were you doing this, this, and this? And I said, yeah, all three of those things. He says, Carol Ann, she had every reason to kick you out.
Oh, they just want to be starting something. What the heck? I'm sorry that happened to you, Carol Ann. That show is amazing, just for the record.
Oh, my gosh, so good.
It's so, so good.
See Michael Jackson moonwalking? You're like,
yeah,
what the heck? It's wild.
Amazing.
Here we go. It's now time for the Mega Minute.
And your tickets right now to see Josh Groban. It was just announced, the Gems exclusive Las Vegas engagement. This show is going to be absolutely beautiful, and you are going to be there. Josh Groban coming to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace in May. Your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time, and these tickets are yours. Win them before you can buy them. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Renee, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Really good. It is good to have you on. You're caller 20, and you get to try and take a shot at the Mega Minute. Are you feeling like wide awake? Have you had some coffee this morning? How you doing?
I feel pretty awake. I have not had coffee yet, though.
I think you're still going to be able to do this. We would love to give you these win them before you can buy them tickets to see Josh Groban.
So, Renee, you'll have 60 seconds on the clock to correctly answer these 10 questions. If you get one wrong or if you want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And, Renee, here we go. The Mega Minute, you start now.
Who from the North Pole arrives on Christmas to leave presents?
Santa Claus.
Yes. What Christmas decoration is traditionally hung above the fireplace?
Pass.
What Christmas movie does Billy Bob Thornton pose as Santa in a mall?
Bad Santa.
Yes. What candy slogan is "Give me a break"?
Kit Kat.
Yes. What Italian city is known for its system of canals?
Venice?
Yes. So Hoover Dam is on the border of Nevada and what other state?
Arizona.
Yes. Which zodiac sign is represented by a fish?
Pass.
What pop singer is known for her album The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess?
Pass.
What baby sheep is generally known as a what?
A lamb?
Yes. What is the Christmas decoration that is a representation of the... darn it.
Oh, man.
Lots of Christmas-related questions on this one.
Yes, it is the season.
Renee, I'm so sorry. The Christmas decoration traditionally hung above the fireplace. Those are stockings. The zodiac sign represented by a fish, that would be a Pisces. The pop singer known for her album The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, that's Chapel Roan. And the Christmas decoration representation, I didn't even get to finish the question, but it was of the birth of Jesus. That would be a nativity set. And that means that we are back, but no winner for the Mega Minute. I'm so sorry, Renee. That means that caller 20 right now, you are going to get these tickets, two of them, to the newly announced Gems exclusive Las Vegas engagement with Josh Groban happening at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace in May. You want to go? Caller 20 gets the tickets right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I have a question. 702-364-9400. Has anyone seen Moana 2? I know a lot of you have, just judging from the story I'm about to do. But I've been hearing like mixed reviews on Moana 2, and I'm really excited to go see it. But everyone, I've been hearing like some good and some bad, and I'm not sure what's going on with that, but thanks to three movies, the Thanksgiving movie box office has hit an all-time high. The five-day haul over the holidays is over $420 million this year. People flocked to see Moana 2, Wicked, and Gladiator 2, and that breaks the record set back in 2018 when Ralph Breaks the Internet was in U.S. theaters over Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even remember that, but that...
The Wreck-It Ralph franchise, huh?
Yeah. Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes,
okay,
Wreck-It
gotcha.
Ralph. Yeah.
And that helped the box office pull in over $16 million. AMC Theaters says this weekend was a national phenomenon. Like, it is not often that you get three blockbusters like that in theaters at the same time. So that is absolutely huge.
Our viewing time, we didn't go see any movies, but we just got caught up on Yellowstone, and then we got hooked on that series Landman. So when it came, we didn't go see any movies, but those are the two shows that we were watching over the holiday break.
Over the holiday break, we saw Wicked three times. I was going to go see Moana 2, but again, hearing mixed reviews, and we didn't make it. And then we were all set to go see Gladiator 2. I even made my daughter watch the first Gladiator, so she had a point of reference, and we were all excited. And then it's like time got away from us. I don't know what happened. So we didn't get to see that one either, but I still want to go see both of them.
But at least you got Wicked 3. You didn't see all three of those. You did see Wicked three times.
I made room for Wicked three times, but couldn't make it to the other ones. Also this morning, Meghan Trainor, she admits that she has overdone it with Botox injections. She spelled the details on her podcast and she said, "I messed up. Listen, I've had Botox like a handful of times just in my forehead, and someone convinced me with my little lips that if you did a lip flip, you put filler right above your upper lip, that you could have a beautiful flip on your upper lip." And she says that the bad side of the treatments is that now she can't smile anymore. She says, "My face hurts to smile." She says she still plans on getting a boob job. She's been talking pretty openly about that to deal with her breast sagging after she gave birth. But yeah, she said that she is having a hard time smiling these days.
That stinks. You can't smile. All for the price of beauty. You can't express your happiness anymore.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll wear off and you start smiling again at some point.
It will definitely wear off. Is my thing not working?
No. Hold on a second.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we're good. I just want to make sure things are working.
Yeah, it's funny. The thing that you play music through, audio through, I have to turn off when we're not on the air because I use that to preview stuff. So I can't have it on all the time. It's got to happen. There you go.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll just stop playing music then. How about that?
No, I'll just get in the habit of turning it on every time I turn your microphone on. It's a very simple fix.
Awesome. Well, finally this morning, getting a song stuck in your head can be really annoying. And getting maybe this, it's that time of year. A lot of people are listening to Christmas music. Maybe that can get stuck in your head. So this is perfect timing for this. There is an audio track and it is called The Earworm Eraser, and listening to it can supposedly get songs unstuck from your head. Is there a song that is stuck in your head right now? Like for me, it's that APT song by Rosé and Bruno Mars. I can't get that song out of my head. It is completely stuck. And I love the song, but it's always in the back of my head. Always.
The song right now, I was getting my hair cut and they had Christmas music playing at the salon yesterday. And that song, Feed the World, that one has been stuck. It was on, been stuck in my head for the past 12 hours.
Okay, so maybe this will help. So you've got a song stuck in your head here. Can't get it out. This is how you're going to erase it. It's called the Earworm Eraser. It changes tempos, time signatures, musical styles. And they say that people in the comments on YouTube are like, this really works. So here we go. Is this going to get APT out of my head?
Supposed to cleanse your mind?
That is supposed to clear your mind. I have to admit, right now the song's not in my head. I'm sure it's gonna start creeping back in, but yeah, now it is. But that actually, I was very distracted by that, trying to figure out what all the things were. I'm kind of impressed with that.
Why didn't we think of something like
that
years ago?
The Earworm Eraser. Yes. It's only like 40 seconds on YouTube, so you can listen to it if you need a song to get unstuck from your head. The only problem is that's probably going to get stuck in your head. I want to be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, welcome back. If you had some time off for Thanksgiving, I hope it was a great one. Hopefully you got to spend some time with your families. We had a little bit of time off, so it's nice to kind of just recharge, refresh, and get back to it. It's that time of year, you know?
Yeah, things are busy. And over the break, I did something where my wife says I insulted the manager of Albertsons, and then I need to go back and to apologize to her, or at least apologize the next time I see her. I don't think I did anything wrong. This was like Tuesday or Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I'm going into the Albertsons that I go to all the time. Talk to the manager a lot. She's a big fan of the show, and she's out front smoking a cigarette. And I'm walking in, not really paying attention, and she goes, "Hey there, Mr. Dry Hands." I'm like, "Huh?" I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Mr. Dry Hands." She was listening to the show before Thanksgiving break when I revealed that at the place where I get my manicures, my nickname there is Mr. Dry Hands because my hands are really dry. It took me a second to register, and she goes, "No, I can relate. My hands get really dry, too." We made a comment about dry hands, and she goes, she says to me, her hands are always dry because of touching the boxes that come in from China and overseas. I'm like, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, there's chemicals in all these boxes that she has to handle, so her hands really dry out." I'm like, "Oh, okay." She takes another drag of her cigarette, and then she goes, "It was really bad during the pandemic. I had to get all these fillings." And I'm like, I'm confused. What does dry hands have to do with the pandemic and fillings? And she says, "During the pandemic, when I had to wear a mask all the time, all the chemicals in the mask caused me to get all these fillings. I had to get like 4 or 5 fillings from wearing the mask." And then I paused and I looked at her and I said, "Maybe it wasn't the mask. Maybe it's all the smoking." And that's what Laura says was an insult to the manager at Albertsons.
What did she say when you said that?
She was taken aback. She's like, takes another drag of her cigarette. Well, no, it was the mask. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, maybe it was the mask or the smoking." I said it twice.
I've never heard of masks causing fillings, causing you to get fillings.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it was pretty blunt, though, I will say. Like, I think it's one thing to say it, and it's a different thing to think it, you know? And you saying it out loud was probably pretty jarring, I would think. I don't know. I don't know that I would go back and apologize, because then I think you just bring more attention to it.
Uh-huh.
But that is kind of like shocking that you would say something like that.
But she's sitting there and I see her all the time, literally smoking and talking about how, you know, the mask damaged her teeth. And I'm like thinking, well, maybe it wasn't the mask. Maybe it was. But maybe it's the fact that you're sitting here smoking all the time. Maybe that's causing the issue with your teeth and not a mask.
It probably is in all likelihood. But at the same time, you
she
sound like you're
back.
Judging her really harshly. Jennifer, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I think that, I guess you got to kind of read the next conversation you have with her, and then based on that, maybe say something. But again, I kind of agree with Mercedes that you don't kind of want to pour salt in the wound kind of thing. But JC, I've done a lot of things like that, foot and mouth, diarrhea, where the thoughts and the filter don't quite work as well as they should. So
yeah, the words just come out of your mouth and you're like, "No, let me put those back in there. I didn't mean to say that."
But it was just, she's saying it though, like all this dental work. I'm just thinking though, like you're chain smoking all the time, which is, hey, that's what you want to do. I'm fine with it. I'm not judging you on that. But it just seemed kind of odd for like to blame the mask. It's like, well, maybe step back and look at the whole situation.
You definitely gave her something to think about. I mean, but at the same time, like, was it your place to do that? I don't know. I don't know. You were just being honest, and I get where you were coming from, but it was a little like harsh. Have you ever like accidentally offended someone? You weren't intending to, but the way it just came out, it kind of sounded insulting. 702-364-9400. I got an insulting compliment.
Insulting compliment?
Yeah, this happened a couple of months ago. It was actually during our food drive.
Uh-huh.
And I think you were there when it happened, or maybe you were there right after it happened. So someone came up to me and they were like, "Wow, you look great." And I was like, "Thank you. I appreciate that." And they're like, "Have you lost weight?" And I was like, Yeah, I've lost a couple of pounds, like, you know, 10 pounds. And he goes, "Well, it looks like a lot more than that. It looks like 20.
I was not there for that.
And I was like, "Oh, no, it's only about 10, but thank you. He goes, yeah, wow, it looks like a lot more than that. I was like, really shocked. I was like, okay. I didn't know what to say after that. I was like, oh, yeah, no, it was only that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the donation, too. Here at Albertsons, by the way.
Hey, Mark, good morning. What happened to you?
Hey, no, I just wanted to add, I Googled that the mask causing feeling issue, and it looks like there is a dental issue caused by masks. It looks like long periods of time can cause dry mouth, which can lead to dental issues. So I Googled it just to see if that was an issue, and it looks like it is.
I'm glad you did. That's interesting to know. So now you can go back and say, it's the smoking and the mask.
It's her chain smoking. It's not the mask.
No.
It's the fact that she's always chain smoking. That's what's causing her bad teeth.
How do you know? Are you her dentist?
I'll call her dentist. I'll find out.
Come on now.
Oh, my gosh. Coming up here, we do have some really cool tickets with you, for you, with Heads Up. Those tickets to the disco show by Spiegelworld. That's happening right around 8:25. The 12 days of Christmas are back. You're picking a present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree next hour at 9:40.
Speaking of Christmas, since we were on break, I watched some more Christmas movies. Man, this is becoming a thing. I made a promise to my kid that I would watch Christmas movies like on Hallmark and Netflix and stuff with her. And so we watched a couple. I asked you guys to review them. So we did Hot Frosty.
So good.
And then we did Meet Me Next Christmas, which was also so good.
Yes.
And so I watched two over the break. And one I thought was absolute just garbage. Garbage, garbage. And the other one I thought was fabulous. Like, so, so good. The first one that I thought was garbage. Did anybody watch The Merry Gentlemen? I saw the preview on the screen for Netflix, and I thought, oh my gosh, Chad Michael Murray is in this. I will watch it. If Chad Michael Murray is in it, I will watch it. And I had such high hopes for this show. And when it was over, I just looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, what are you doing? Like, why? That was like one of the worst Christmas movies I've ever seen in my life.
It wasn't so bad that it was kind of good.
No,
Christmas movie?
That's what I would classify Hot Frosty as. Like,
yes,
it was so bad,
cheesy.
It was good.
Uh-huh.
This was terrible. Did anyone else watch The Merry Gentlemen? I thought it was so bad. That was the only redeeming factor in it, was Chad Michael Murray. That was it. It was not good.
What's the second movie then? Because so we should not watch this one then? Do you want Steph and I to watch this? Because I'm a fan. I remember him on One Tree Hill. He was great. And the guy hasn't aged. He looks younger.
He looked great. He's very fit.
What's we'll the just premise put, of it?
The premise is the dad from Family Ties and his wife are going to lose their bar, and their daughter comes back from New York, and she aims to save it. So she gets Chad Michael Murray and some other dudes to do a male review at the bar, and they're called The Merry Gentlemen.
I mean, to describe it, it's no different than describing Hot Frosty. Snowman comes to life and he's very sexy and the woman falls in love with him. I mean, on surface, they're the same.
It was so bad, you guys. I was just shaking my head watching this. If you saw it, what do you think? Or maybe I'm just being a Scrooge. Maybe I'm so off base on this. And then compare it to the other one, which I absolutely loved, would put it at number one on my list of Christmas holiday movies so far this year. It would have to be Our Little Secret. Did you hear about this one? This is with Lindsay Lohan.
I heard people talking about how Lindsay Lohan looks incredible. They want to know what her secret is. She looks so young. I hear people talking more about Lindsay herself than the actual movie.
Well, the movie was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was so good. It was so funny. I love the premise of it. And there were some big names in it. She pulled in some big names in this one. And I thought it was so good that I would watch it again. So here's the dilemma. Do we have you guys review The Merry Gentlemen, the trash garbage one, or do we have you watch my favorite one, Our Little Secret with Lindsay Lohan?
What if we come in and we love the Merry Gentlemen
one?
That's
what I'm throwing out
there. What if we go different? What if we hate the Lindsay one? Oh, does Steph do one and I do the other one?
Steph, did you watch either of them over the break?
I didn't, but I'm seeing the trailer for Married Little Gentleman. Is that what it's called?
Married Gentleman.
The Married Gentleman. Oh my gosh. Chad Michael Murray looks hotter than before. I kind of want to watch that one.
If you know what? I see, what I like is when you guys both watch the same movie. That way we have contrast, you know? Like,
let's do that
we
one.
Have two different... Oh,
let's
gosh.
Do that one, because I'm a fan of his as well. I loved One Tree Hill. I thought it was great on
and
that
there's
show.
Dancing in the movie. You know I was a dancer, so I think that I'll love this movie.
Let's
what
do
if
it.
We come back and we're like, Mercedes, it was the best Christmas movie ever?
That's a possibility.
Okay.
It's a possibility, but I think it was terrible. I don't know if I'm just being a Scrooge, but you guys have to still watch Our Little Secret.
We got
it was
time.
So good.
We got time, but Professor, let's do the Chad Michael McMurray one.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
let's
man.
Do that one first. And when would you like our assignment, Duke? We at least have 2 days to watch it.
Wednesday this
Wednesday
time.
Morning?
Okay, Wednesday morning. We'll do the review on it. I'm telling you guys, that's going to be an hour and 20 minutes of your life you can't get back.
No, I'm going to love it.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Kim, you're caller 20. You're playing Heads Woo! Up.
Hi, awesome.
All right, let's do this on a Monday morning. Pick a category. We have Black Friday, Under the Mistletoe, Disney, Funky Town, or Times Square.
Let's do Under the Mistletoe.
Under the Mistletoe. Okay, National Christmas Lights Day was on Sunday. So these are all different types of Christmas decorations, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Kim, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock to get 6 correct, and you win, and you start now.
You hang these over the fireplace. They get filled.
Stockings?
Yes. You might put this on your gift, like tie one of these.
Ribbon?
Yes, ribbon. This is what you might put on your front door. It's a circular.
A what?
Wreath? Yes. Yes. This is what you put underneath where the presents go, just like so no pine needles. Yes. This is what you would, this is like a famous ballet that happens.
Nutcracker.
Yes. This is, you open a box every day of the month.
Advent calendar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Kim, you are so good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kim, 2 tickets to Disco Show by Spiegelworld over at The Link. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
And the winning continues this morning. If you haven't heard, the 12 Days of Christmas are back. Coming up next hour at 9:40, you get to pick a present from under our Christmas tree. Concert tickets, there's dinners, spa packages. You're grabbing a present coming up at 9:40. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
I have so many questions about this story. This woman, she stowed away last week on a Delta Airlines flight from New York to Paris. Did you hear about her?
No. How's this possible?
Okay,
what'd she do?
She's 57 years old. She is a Russian citizen who holds a U.S. green card, and she somehow managed to sneak past all of JFK airport security and the Delta gate agents to board a flight to Paris. They only realized that she had stowed away when they noticed her just moving from bathroom to bathroom. She would go sit in one bathroom for a while. Then she'd come out. She'd go sit in the other bathroom for a while. She was supposed to fly back to deal with with the consequences, but Delta refused to fly her back to the U.S. after she caused this huge disturbance at the airport in Paris, where she's awaiting deportation. When she does return, she is likely going to face both state and federal charges, including theft of services. How does she get through not just airport security, but also on the plane itself without a ticket? I don't understand.
I'm running my mind through Harry Reid Airport. How could you get past TSA?
I can't get my hand lotion through TSA, yeah. And she is a whole person, and she just goes right through?
Was she like standing by a family or something? Try to be part. She's part of a group. Did she find a secret way in, a secret hallway that she got through? But then, once you, let's say you do get through TSA, how do you pass the gate agent? You have to show them something to get on that plane.
Have you ever seen someone do that before, where they tried to make themselves part of the group to get through? Someone tried that on us. We had these fast passes at Disneyland for Guardians of the Galaxy, so there was a group of the four of us, and these two boys, they were like walking right behind us, and we're scanning our fast passes, and they're like, just walking with, like, they're with us. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I turn around, I go, and they just stopped and looked at me. And I was like, do I say something or do I not? So I didn't say anything. I
good
let them
you.
Go right
yeah,
there.
The creative.
I
mean,
but still, I was like, you are using us. We're still going in front of you, you know?
You get dirty looks because we're at Disneyland for a radio station event, and you and your family were at the front of some line, and you're like, hey, I called you. Like, where are you? Like, we're about to get in this line. Come on up. And I remember cutting through. It was a long, I forget what the ride was, but cutting. Excuse me. I got family up here. Excuse me. Coming through. Excuse me. And everyone just gives you like, who is this guy? Just cut through the
line.
They don't like that. They don't like it at all.
Yeah.
But I swear, I'm with these people. I swear. They don't care.
Well, today is Cyber Monday. Is it the most popular online shopping day of the year? Is it number one? This new poll found 59% of Americans do plan to shop today, compared to 53% who plan to shop on Black Friday. But the National Retail Federation, they disagree to this Bankrate poll. They say Black Friday is still number one, and it's not at all close. According to their own survey, they say 183 million people plan to shop between Thanksgiving and today. And of those people, 72% do it on Black Friday, and only 39% plan to shop on Cyber Monday.
Did you buy anything today online?
No, I think I got everything done, and I didn't even do it on Black Friday. I did it on Thanksgiving. I was sitting there and I was like watching the parade, and I was getting all these emails like, Black Friday starts early. Start shopping now for your Black Friday deals. And I was like, well, I might as well if it's already started. So I ended up getting a bunch of stuff on actual Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the deals. I remember Amazon had something going last week, too, the beginning of the week. It's like, Black Friday deals start now. It's like, it's Monday. All right, jumping on it early.
Mine as well. That way your stuff doesn't run out. But then I always worry, like, am I missing something? Like, is there going to really be something on actual Black Friday? But also, like, do people still go out at the crack of dawn on Black Friday? Because I never was the type of person to do that, but some of my favorite stores, they still have like in-person Black Friday mm-hmm. deals, like at 6 o'clock, and people stand in line. And I've always been tempted to go, but I don't know if it's the same anymore.
I have a friend who goes out, it's a tradition. She goes out every Friday for Black Friday with her family. And I know she went out Friday to, I think, the fashion show mall, and she said it wasn't that bad. They got a couple deals. And the malls don't open as early as they used to in years past. I know Galleria, I think, opened up at like 8 or something like that on Friday. But then she went to downtown Summerlin on Black Friday and said it was a madhouse.
There was a lot of people at downtown Summerlin this whole weekend. I was down there a couple of times to pick up stuff, and I did, like, for one store, I did just like the mobile pickup, and I went down and I was just going to go in and get it, and then I saw all these people. I'm like, well, that must mean there's good sales. So I just ended up parking the
did
car.
Did you just walking around? Yeah, I know what you're going to find.
Finally, this morning, this is actually very terrifying. If you have like an Amazon Alexa device, according to Amazon, the fall of the United States is going to occur in less than a decade. So there's this content creator, and she posted on TikTok, and people started freaking out because she shared a video of her Alexa device making this disturbing prediction. So basically, she asked, when will the United States of America cease to exist?
Oh.
And the Amazon Alexa said, on February 20th, 2031, the United States of America will cease to exist. It says this date marks the culmination of a process of unification between various governments that was not approved by most people. And that's all it said. So she was like, wait, what's going on? And so now, I don't know if Amazon got word of it or what happened, but now if you ask, it says, I'm sorry, I don't know this one. So I don't know. What do you think about this?
Well, I asked ChatGPT, and when will the United States cease to exist? And their response, from at least from my AI, the United States is not predicted to cease existing in the foreseeable future.
Okay, foreseeable.
Foreseeable.
Ask how long is foreseeable.
How long is foreseeable? Okay.
It gives us until 2031.
Foreseeable typically refers to a time horizon of about 10 to 25 years.
Oh, yeah. So that's like within that window. Gotcha.
Coming up here in Jerk or Justified, Leah thinks her niece's credit might be in danger and the person causing the issue might surprise you. We'll explain in about 10 minutes. And also, we want your feedback on this one. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Welcome back. If you took some time off over the Thanksgiving holiday, we are back to it, and it's Monday. So that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. You tell us your dilemma, and we'll let you know. All honesty, are you being a jerk? Are you justified? Maybe it's about someone else being a jerk or justified. And if you have a situation that you want us to talk about, you can easily reach out to us on social media or send us an email through our website, mix941.fm, and we will talk about it. So what do we have today?
This comes from Leah. She writes, "Hi, Mercedes and JC. My sister has always struggled with managing money and can't obtain credit anymore. So when we went out to lunch recently and she paid with a card, I grew suspicious. I glanced over her shoulder and noticed that the card has her 18-year-old daughter's, my niece's, name on it. As soon as we left the restaurant, I asked her why she was using a card in her daughter's name. She told me it was none of my business and that she's paying the bill. But I explained that this is a terrible idea and she risked ruining her daughter's credit. I don't want to create legal problems for my sister, but I want to protect my niece. I am so tempted to report her for identity theft, but also know that it's going to cause much bigger issues. I don't know what to do. Would I be justified in at least telling my niece? Or is my sister right? It's none of my business. What would you do? Signed, Leah."
Oh, man. Do we know how old the niece is?
She said 18. My 18-year-old daughter. The mom said, yeah, it's her 18-year-old niece. Yeah.
So what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. So she's basically screwed up her own credit, if I'm getting this right. And now, since she can't get credit, she's using her 18-year-old's name to get credit, which, let's be honest, how much credit are you going to get as an 18-year-old? So yours must be really messed up if you're still taking
your 18-year-old's
credit. But what do you guys think? Should she say something? Should she stay out of it? It's none of her business. 702-364-9400. Jerk or Justified is on. Renee, what do you think?
I think the sister is justified in reporting her, but I would probably go and talk to the niece first to see if the niece even knows what her mom is doing.
Yeah, she's probably oblivious to all of it. Mm-hmm. How much do 18-year-olds honestly know about credit and credit cards and credit reports and things like that?
Would you, Mercedes, report her for identity theft or just keep it more of a family matter and talk to the niece about it?
This is what I would do. Mm-hmm. I would go to the niece. I'd be like, look, your mom, my sister, she's being really, really shady and she is using your credit. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Experian website, the TransUnion website. And what's the other one? There's three.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Whatever the third one is. And we're going to open accounts on those websites. You can do it for free. And you can put credit freezes on all your credit information. You can also look at what names are open or what cards are opened under your name for free. And you can close those accounts. So then we start closing those accounts. And we make sure that mom can never open up another credit card without our permission again. She's been shady. Guess what? We can be shadier. Let's do it. That's what I would do.
That's a great approach. I would definitely talk to the niece. What if the niece knew about it and said, sure, mom, you can use my name. Go ahead, mom. Because maybe the niece signed off on it, but didn't realize the danger she's putting herself in.
Then I think you need to really explain to her, like, look, your mom screwed up her credit. She could screw up yours, and you don't want that. Christine, what do you think? Good morning.
Hi. So I think it's justified that she tell the niece. I mean, as somebody who's worked at a bank for years, exactly the freezing thing. And the 18-year-old probably doesn't quite understand the credit thing, or even if she's aware of it. But the aunt should definitely tell her and maybe explain why this is not a good idea.
Yeah, you don't want her to mess it up. That'll haunt you for years. What does it take, like 7 years for these things to fall off your credit? Seven years. Think about that. Like that, you're 25 years old and you can't apply for a loan on a car or a house because mom decided it was more important to go where, you know, wherever they're going out to lunch and paying for everyone with your credit.
Especially at that age of 18, you don't realize everything. I remember being at UNLV and I got my Discover card because I signed up and I got a free pizza with it because I wanted the pizza. Next thing you know, my $200 worth of credit, I racked that up, and next I had to get a Visa card to pay for that bill. Next thing you know, you graduate college with student loans and also credit card debt. It's not fun.
That's why they called it Discover. You discover what an idiot you are.
But Mercedes, that pizza was good.
Oh man, it's the most expensive pizza you've ever had.
I was paying for it for 7 years. Well, Leah, keep us posted on what you do and what happens with your niece. We love getting updates on Jerk or Justified. And also, if you got a situation for Jerk or Justified, you can send it to us. Just go to our website. That's mix941.fm. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And this is so exciting. It is the beginning of the 12 days of Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. We are your designated Santa Clauses. This morning, at least, we have a chance for you to open a present under our beautiful Christmas tree. We're talking dinners, concerts, Apple products, signed guitars, ooh, and Ashley, your caller 20.
Woo! Woo! Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
This is fun because you really get the first pick. I am looking at 24 different presents. I mean, we're talking like boxes. I see some envelopes. I see like some gift bags. There's just like all sorts of stuff. And you get to choose. You're the first one up. Are you ready to do this?
I'm so ready.
Okay, so every present, it has a number on it. It's 1 through 24. So the floor is yours. Pick the present you want.
Okay, so the first number that came to mind was number 14.
Number 14.
Where is it in that pile of stuff?
I don't know.
You got to dig through it there, Mercedes.
There's like boxes and
envelopes there too.
Oh my gosh, I don't see it. Hold on, sorry.
Santa's been very generous to Mix 94.1 and our listeners.
Number like, okay, wait, this is 12. Okay, 12. I found it. It's an envelope. I found it. Okay. Ooh, envelopes. I like getting envelopes. Not gonna lie. I usually have the best things in the envelopes. Let's see. Let's open this up. Okay. Oh, boy. Ashley. We have some concert tickets for you, first of all.
Okay.
We have four concert tickets for you. And this is like the perfect, perfect thing to go to during the holiday season. Four tickets to see Lindsey Stirling, the Snow Waltz Tour.
Nice.
At the Venetian. Congratulations. Oh my gosh, how exciting. She is incredible. And like to see her for the holidays, this is going to be amazing. I am so excited for you.
It's going to be huge. That's this weekend. So congratulations, Ashley. How easy was that, getting a present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree?
Well, present 14 is gone. So that means you have 23 other gifts to choose from for the 12 days of Christmas. And Heather Collins is going to give you another chance just after 5 o'clock today. Another Christmas present for the 12 days of Christmas. Day number one, it's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Monday. Thank you so much for being here. Don't spend too much money on Cyber Monday. Trust me, it's not worth it.
Have you gotten more stuff?
No, I
bought trash bags at a discount.
Already this morning?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything. I'm not going to. It's just like you get those credit card bills and it's like, oh, man. Was it worth it? Probably not.
You don't see it. You just go Amazon. All of a sudden, deliver smart text. You don't see that bill. It's
just
like magic.
Be careful. Be careful. Those bills, they will arrive at some point. So we are headed out. Jay Love is on the way next. But right now, it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes has been giving us assignments and having us watch and review Christmas movies. I have a feeling that our next movie, The Merry Gentleman, is going to be a rather interesting review.
The premise is the dad from Family Ties and his wife are going to lose their bar. And their daughter comes back from New York and she aims to save it. So she gets Chad Michael Murray and some other dudes to do a male review at the bar. And they're called The Merry Gentleman. And when it was over, I just looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, what are you doing? Like, why? That was like one of the worst Christmas movies I've ever seen in my life. It was so bad.
I'm now excited to watch it.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure you guys will love it just because I hate it.
Well, Steph and I got an official book report review. We'll have that for you. Our due date is Wednesday morning. So we got 2 days to watch this thing.
Looking forward to it.
And that'll do it for show number 2177 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.